Random House Audio presents Wave by Sonali Dharini Agala. Read for you by Hannah Curtis. Chapter 1. Yala, Sri Lanka, December 26, 2004. I thought nothing of it at first. The ocean looked a little closer to our hotel than usual. That was all. A white foamy wave had climbed all the way up to the rim of sand where the beach fell abruptly down to the sea. You never saw water on that stretch of sand. It was our friend Orlantha who alerted me. A short while before, she'd knocked on our door to ask if we were ready to leave. We almost were. Steve was in the shower, or reading on the toilet, more likely. Our two boys were on the back veranda buzzing around their Christmas presents. This was Yala, a national park on the southeastern coast of Sri Lanka. White-bellied seagulls abound here, and for Vikram, they were the most splendid of birds. For a nearly 8-year-old, Vikram knew heaps about birds. A pair of seagulls nested near the lagoon that edged this hotel in Yala, and he'd sit on a rock on the lagoon's shore and wait hours, hungry for a glimpse of them. They always turned up, as reliable as the tooth fairy. We had spent 4 days here with my parents. In less than a week, Steve, the boys, and I would be flying home to London. We had driven down to Yala from Colombo on the morning after Mully's violin concert. Not that Mully had any commitment to the violin. It was being on stage he loved. He stood there and mimicked the little girl next to him, flourishing his bow with convincing exactness. "He's faking it, Mum, he's faking it," Vic whispered to me that night at the concert, impressed by his 5-year-old brother's brazen nerve. Our friend Orlantha gave Mully violin lessons on our trips to Sri Lanka.